Did you know that sometimes regular-looking Pokemon like Cloyster or Cinderace get banned from competitive? This may seem unfair, but it's actually completely deserved. Bans are an important part of competitive Pokemon. Without them, every team would just spam the most powerful legendaries available, and there'd be absolutely no variety. Official Pokemon events have restrictions on certain Pokemon for this reason. Top-tier legendaries like Zacian and Calyrex Shadow Rider should be restricted in some way, for game balance purposes. Some bans are kind of undeserved though. In official VGC events, for example, base form Calyrex is restricted because of its legendary status, even though this Pokemon is terrible with very low stats and little to offer. In some formats, you can only use one of these restricted legendaries on your team, so no serious player would ever choose Calyrex as their sole restricted Pokemon over options like Kyogre or Maridon. Even Cosmog is a restricted Pokemon because of its legendary status, despite literally not having any damaging moves. This Pokemon only learns Splash and Teleport. In the competitive singles community, there have been some unjust bans over the years too. Exploud is a banned Pokemon in the Gen 3 metagame due to a complex series of events that were not his fault. You can learn more about that in my video about weird Pokemon bans. But the majority of bans are put in place for valid reasons. Obviously, the game's most broken legendaries should be banned or restricted for clear reasons, but sometimes, even the basic non-legendary Pokemon can be extremely broken and unhealthy, warping the game around themselves in a way that kills metagame development and really simplifies the gameplay experience. Let's take a look at some regular, non-legendary Pokemon that don't look particularly threatening that ended up being ban-worthy threats anyway, on the same level as legendaries. Subscribe to the channel as quickly as possible, or I will ban the Pokemon Yampa permanently from all formats. Thank you. One of the earliest examples of a seemingly unremarkable Pokemon that ended up getting banned was Blaziken, the Fire-type starter of Gen 3. Blaziken was not only banned from Generation 5 OU, it actually ended up being a pretty good Pokemon up in Ubers, outranking some legendaries in the official VR such as Reshiram and Kyurem White. And this is true in Gen 5, 6, and 7. What made Blaziken so broken was when it received the ability Speed Boost in Generation 5, an all-new ability for it that absolutely pushed it over the edge. Before this, Blaziken was pretty average. In Gen 3, it's an okay mixed attacker, but nothing special. And in Gen 4, it's totally outclassed by Infernape. But in Gen 5, with Speed Boost, this became a monster. Speed Boost is an incredible ability granting +1 speed every single turn passively. So Blaziken can just click Protect and get a free speed boost with no danger to itself. And of course you can Swords Dance and get a free speed boost. And this is just a way better version of Dragon Dance, which is already one of the most powerful boosting moves in the game. Blaziken could very quickly ramp up and just destroy entire teams with its powerful firefighting stab combo, incredible physical coverage options like Stone Edge, and just some real overwhelming power. Blaziken has excellent offensive stats, and with only a single turn of setup, you're outrunning the entire metagame very quickly. Not even Choice Scarf Pokemon are going to be able to outrun you after a couple of turns. And these sets often run Protect to just ramp up speed even more safely. And like I said, even up in Ubers, this Pokemon is pretty good. You can one-shot enemies like Dialga with Low Kick, which is an attack that scales based on weight, and many legendaries are really heavy. So a Sword Dance Low Kick will actually one-shot a lot of legendaries and even finish them off after just a little bit of chip, even bulky ones. You're outrunning popular threats like Scarf Kyogre after just a few speed boosts and the security of Protect. So Blaziken can kind of tear apart teams in Ubers with the right endgame situation. It's a fantastic cleaner. So the fact that Blaziken is holding its own, even among the game's most powerful threats, tells you a lot about its power upon receiving speed boost. One of the most significant buffs we've ever seen in this series, and absolutely a deserved ban. This thing was pretty insane. But this Blaziken ban happened years ago, pretty early into the Gen 5 metagame. However, there was a Pokemon ban in Gen 5 quite recently, and it's a seemingly pretty random choice. Cloyster was banned from Gen 5 OU. What did Cloyster do? What could Cloyster possibly do that's so broken? Cloyster has been a controversial Pokemon in Gen 5 for a very long time. Cloyster also received a massive buff in this format with the addition of the new move Shell Smash, an absurdly powerful boosting move that can also, similarly to Blaziken, tear apart entire teams in just a single turn of setup. Shell Smash raises your attack, special attack, and speed by 2 stages in just 1 turn, with the small drawback of lowering defense and special defense. defense. And Cloyster has the ability Skill Link, which causes multi-hit moves to always hit the maximum number of times. A very good offensive ability. So with Icicle Spear, which will always hit 5 times, this incredible boost, and even Rock Blast, another multi-hit move that offers coverage. Cloyster is an incredible boost sweeper in this format, or at least it was when it was leaked. On top of that, you can also run mixed coverage on this, because you get +2 special attack as well, because why not? So not even physical walls are safe against Cloyster, with options like Hydro Pump or even Hidden Power to hit enemies like Slowbro. What's crazy about Cloyster is also the multi-hit mechanic. Some mechanics in Pokemon are able to withstand boost sweepers like this, using options like Focus Sash to live a hit and counterattack back. The ability Sturdy can do the same, living on 1 health and counterattacking. Dragonite's ability Multiscale can allow you to survive a single powerful hit and attack back. But because of the multi-hit, you will break effects like this. Focus Sash makes you survive 1 attack. If you have multiple hits on your attacks, not even Focus Sash will save you. Substitute can shield you from any incoming hit once, but with a multi-hit move, you can break the substitute with the first hit, and then you're completely vulnerable to all 4 of the other hits. So this ability inherently restricts possible counterplay. It's very powerful. Cloyster does not really have any reliable checks. There are some. Slowbro was the most consistent, but even that started to get countered by special sets with mixed options. I, for one, have always found Shell Smash Cloyster to be kind of a ridiculous Pokemon. I don't think any boost sweeper should threaten to win the game on the spot in certain matchups. Just from a single turn. It's a lot. And it was really putting a strain on things in Gen 5 to the point where checking this reliably was almost impossible, especially when there's so many other powerful threats in Gen 5 that you have to consider. Gen 5 is one of the most infamous metagames in Pokemon history, with permanent weather and just a lot of really overpowered offensive threats, as well as no fairy type to counteract the powerful dragons. It's had balance issues since the beginning, and they're persisting to this day with debate about certain Pokemon that should or shouldn't be banned. It's a crazy metagame. But at least the community could agree on one thing, and that was that Cloyster had to go. And this did happen fairly recently. In Generation 6, Mega Evolutions were introduced to the franchise, and many of them were extremely powerful. Mega Gengar was a clear example, with its massive offensive stats and the ability Shadow Tag, which traps an enemy. A very powerful concept in singles that restricts counterplay. Mega Salamence was another example of a clearly overpowered legendary, with its monstrous stats building off the already high stats of Salamence, and the ability Air Elite, which grants you so much more flying stab options that are also boosted in power. These two mega forms are even popular among legendaries in Ubers. They're that good. But some mega forms are broken in more unique ways. I think the coolest example of that was Mega Kangaskhan. This is a very funny mega evolution, because all it is the same Pokemon, but the baby comes out of the pouch and fights alongside its mother. It's pretty innovative. And the ability here is Parental Bond. All of your attacks strike twice. The second strike is a little bit weaker, but this is still an amazing ability, allowing everything to become a multi-hit move, and it also allows you to stack secondary effects. One of the most broken combos possible with this Parental Bond ability was with Power Up Punch. This is a pretty weak 40 power fighting type physical move that also raises your attack, but because it hits twice, you get a double attack raise. So you pretty much have Swords Dance plus a multi-hit fighting move. That's damn strong. Everything hitting twice was also just great damage output and extra secondary effect proc chance on options like Body Slam and Crunch, which have powerful secondary effects. And another really powerful way to abuse this was with Seismic Toss. Seismic Toss is a move that deals a set amount of damage based on your level. So pretty much this deals 100 damage because all your Pokemon will be level 100 in competitive. But because this hits twice with Parental Bond, this deals 200 damage flat, and that's a lot of damage to just deal without needing any investment in attack or anything. A flat 200 damage against anything from 2 Seismic Toss hits. The second Seismic Toss does not get nerfed in the same way it does with regular attacks, it just deals 100 damage as well. So it's pretty easy to see how that could be overwhelming. You could run a defensive Kangaskhan that can also just deal 200 to anything. That's often more than half of a Pokemon's entire HP. And it's neutral damage against anything but ghost types. Ghost types are immune, but everything else will just take 200 every time. And that's strong. And the Pokemon stats were just very good, with massive attack, great bulk, great speed, very well-rounded stats. It turns out that when a mother and son work together, anything is possible. And Kangaskhan went from a very average, underwhelming Pokemon into one of the strongest in competitive very quickly. And it's a decent choice in Ubers. It's not the most desirable of the Megas, but it is still used sometimes in Gen 6 and 7 for its unique properties. 90s. Another Mega Evolution that ended up getting banned in Gen 6 OU was actually Mega Sableye. Base form Sableye is nothing special. It was buffed a lot when it got Prankster, but still a rather underpowered Pokemon. But this little guy ended up getting one of the most powerful Mega Forms in the game. Mega Sableye is holding a large gemstone, which is very cool, and it receives the ability Magic Bounce upon Mega Evolution. This is one of the best abilities in the entire game. It bounces back entry hazards to the enemy, status moves, various effects. So you're not only immune to being statused on this and immune to being taunted and other such effects, you bounce back the effect to the enemy and they taunt themselves or make rocks on their side of the field. The prime use of this was to block the enemy from making hazards, and it was amazing on stall teams. But on top of that, I mean, the defensive stats on this Pokemon are fantastic, as is the typing, Dark Ghost. Only one weakness to Fairy. And you have a fantastic defensive and utility move pool with Recover for healing, Will-O-Wisp for status, Knockoff and Foul Play as great utility attacks. This is one of the most overtuned defensive Pokemon they've ever made. And what's more is that in Gen 6, there was a bit of a quirk with Mega Evolution. On the turn that a Pokemon Mega Evolves, mechanics like speed and priority and stuff are calculated as if they're in their base form for the first turn. So many Mega Forms don't receive their newly buffed speed stat on the first turn that they're in. They have to wait a turn to do so. That's why Mega Swampert kind of sucks, because it doesn't get the Swift Swim boost on the first turn it's in. Mega Sableye actually takes positive advantage of this mechanic, because on the turn that it Mega Evolves, it can still get a Prankster boost on a utility move. So you can Mega Evolve with Sableye, have Magic Bounce in effect, and do a priority Will-O-Wisp or a priority Recover on that same turn. And that's crazy, getting a free priority move while still having Magic Bounce. And I do think this was a deserved ban. In Gen 7, Mega Sableye is not banned, partially because that Mega interaction doesn't work like that, and there's more in the game to threaten it, with the Tapus and Z moves and more offensive threats that can hit the thing hard. But in Gen 6, it was a problem. You hate a Pokemon like this that leans the metagame towards stall. That's never fun. And this was a frustratingly difficult Pokemon to defeat. I say it was deserved. Up next is one of the funniest broken Pokemon they have ever done. This one has become an icon in the community, I think, because of how crazy this was. Dracovish was an unbelievable Pokemon, because by all accounts, this is an average creature. It's a water dragon. That's a decent typing. Quite a good typing, in fact. But the stats are nothing. It's a very average Pokemon that seems totally unremarkable. But for whatever reason, they decided to give this one of the most broken moves in the entire game. Fissious Wren. It's an 85 power water move, and the power doubles if you move first, which you're hoping to do with an attacker in most contexts. You're hoping to move first and hit them. So this effect is pretty easy to activate. You just pivot this in on something slow. And what's crazy about this is that this is also considered a bite-based attack, Fissious Wren. So it's also buffed by the ability Strong Jaw. So this ends up having a ridiculous power. It's 85 power times 1.5 times 2, 200 something, and then it's stab boosted. You just chuck a choice band on this, and you just click the button, and even resistances are getting destroyed. Take a look at some calculations here. If rain is up, Fissious Wren in the rain is dealing 69 to 82.5% damage to a full defense Toxapex. That's a Pokemon with 152 defense. So even Pokemon like Toxapex and Ferrothorn, water resistances with massive defense stats are getting two shot by Dracovish with ease. It was ridiculous. So the only way to really beat this, because resistances aren't going to work, was to run a water immune Pokemon like Seismitoad. Seismitoad became very common in the Dracovish world because it's one of the few things that could switch in on a water move. It's got water absorb. So every team became Dracovish trying to click Fissious Wren and defeat everything, and Seismitoad also on every team, so you don't lose to the enemy Dracovish. And that's just, of course, that's just two auto-include slots on every single team. You can see why this is a perfect illustration of why a broken threat creates a centralized and restricted metagame. Because every team had a Dracovish and a Dracovish answer as auto-includes. Otherwise, you could not function. It was that crazy. So, yeah, absolutely deserved. I don't know what they were thinking with Fissious Wren. What if we make a 1 million power attack that gets boosted by the ability and boosted by everything in the world? It's just absurd. It's crazy. Such a goofy-looking Pokemon. It looks like the least threatening thing on the planet, but the absolute earth-shattering effect this had on the metagame was, I've never seen anything like it before or since. This is the most uniquely broken thing, I think, in the whole series. It's just a bad Pokemon with the strongest move they've ever made. I don't know, it's crazy. And Generation 8 had another one of these too, another funny broken Pokemon in the form of Galarian Darmanitan, a regional variant of Darmanitan. The original Darmanitan is not that powerful. It's pretty good, it has an impressive damage output with Sheer Force Flare Blitz. But it's often threatened by recoil and rock chip and other such things, and it's a bit slow. So that was a manageable Pokemon. But Galarian Darmanitan, with 140 base attack, that's stronger than some legendaries. Kind of a crazy attack stat. And this ability right here is just unbelievable. Guerrilla Tactics. This Pokemon's attack is 1.5x, but it can only select the first move it executes. So that's basically choice banned the item as an ability. So you can have a choice band inherently and then put a choice band on top and you've got two choice bands stacking on top of one another. So it's clear to see that this Pokemon's damage output was through the roof. You could also put a choice scarf on this and you're really fast, also having a choice band boost from the Guerrilla Tactics effectively. So either way you go with this, it's either really fast and hitting way harder than it should, or it's just hitting beyond hard. It's hitting harder than anything's ever hit before. Much like Dracovish, this could tear through resistances. It was a damage output impossible to really handle. And what's worse is that this has high damage on all of its attacks, and it can pivot with U-turn, dealing significant damage while doing so, keeping momentum up. And there's no ice immunities in the game. You can't be immune to ice, you can only resist it. So Darmanitan's Choice Band boosted, Guerrilla Tactics boosted, Icicle Crash off the back of a 140 base attack is just absurd. It's absurd. So yes, this was banned, and it was very deserved. I don't know why they made Galarian Darmanitan the most broken thing on the planet, but they did. And it's funny to look back on such a thing. It's funny. This goofy looking monkey is doing more damage than like Mega Mewtwo X or something. It's just not right. It's not supposed to be how this works. And Gen 9 is absolutely the gen of banning normal Pokemon to Ubers. Many are upset about these bans. It's been a lot of them. There have been a lot. But many of them were deserved. We can't deny it. Annihilape is the new evolution of Primeape. And they went a bit too far with the signature move Rage Fist on this. This is a crazy move. Rage Fist starts out as a 50 power ghost move, but every time you hit Annihilape, it gains 50 power. So you hit it once, it's 100 power. That already is really good for a ghost move. Ghost is a fantastic type, but it ramps up further and it can achieve an unbelievable 350 maximum power, which is just too much for a move. I mean, if you get to that point, it takes a while to get to that point, but if you do, this thing's unkillable. And you're often trying to attack it and get through it only to just make Rage Fist more powerful. It's bulky, it's terastalizing defensively to tank more hits, it's bulking up to ramp up its defense, and then it's drain punching to heal back up, and Rage Fist is now defeating everything. This thing was crazy. It even has taunt to beat phasing like Whirlwind and stuff. Oh boy, was this something. Be glad that this is not in the metagame anymore. This thing was a monstrous presence, Annihilate. And then of course there was the Emu, and we all remember the Emu, Espathra. This Pokemon has speed boost, it's kind of like Blaziken come again, but this guy has Calm Mind, so it can even ramp up defensively, and then it has Stored Power, which gets more powerful for every boost you have. You're not only getting speed boosts, you're getting special attack and special defense, so this becomes crazy very quickly. It has the perfect Dazzling Gleam for coverage, which hits through dark types who are immune to Stored Power, and Terastalization also made this quite difficult to deal with, as it could use Terror Blast to gain coverage to hit the few other things that could beat it, and there were few. There were very few. But the funniest of all of them would have to be Iron Bundle, without a doubt in my opinion. I don't know what they were thinking with this. They made Robotic Delibird, and they made it the most powerful thing in existence. They probably hired some comedians on the team around Gen 8 to make some non-threatening, goofy-looking, funny penguin Pokemon, or, you know, in the case of Darmanitan and Dracovish, little weird gremlin creatures, into the most broken things imaginable. It's just funny at the end of the day. Iron Bundle, I mean, look at it. It's Robotic Delibird holding a little sack of gifts. This Pokemon has unbelievable stats with a speed stat of 136 base. That's so fast. Why is this so fast? Look at it. Special attack 124 base. That's massive, especially for the speed. And why does it have 114 defense? Explain that one. Does this look like a defensive titan? I don't know. It's got 114 defense. So it's randomly living fighting type hits and stuff. Fast and hard hitting special threats should be frail on the defensive side. That's just simple game design, but they gave this such a defense stat, it's ridiculous. And then on top of all this, its stab combo of ice water is unbelievable, especially because it has freeze dry. which is an ice-type move that hits water super effectively. So water-type resists ice and water. Water-type Pokemon would simply be able to beat Iron Bundle, but instead, Iron Bundle has a super effective stab move to hit them. So basically has perfect coverage. Iron Bundle can hit everything at least neutrally. And it has pivoting with flip turn or U-turn. And it has a hard-hitting Hydro Pump. And it's got Quark Drive, so you can give it a booster energy boost for more special attack or speed or whatever. Usually they ran Boots just to be effective pivots and be immune to rocks, and that was broken. Bringing this in, pivoting out, threatening literally the entire game. This was pretty decent up in Ubers too. Not really anymore because Maridon's gone, but with the Maridon Electric Terrain, this was very scary with an Electric Terrain Quark Drive boost. I personally really like this guy. I think he's hilarious. I had fun using him in the brief period of time where he was legal, but he absolutely deserved to be banned. This is a broken Pokemon. It's a crazy Pokemon. Some people have the simple-minded idea that legendaries are powerful and the normal Pokemon are all fine, but that's not always the case. Some legendaries are pretty bad, and some seemingly normal Pokemon are even more powerful than them, like Blaziken in Gen 5, who's outranking actual legendaries like Reshiram and Kyurem White on the official viability rankings. If you took a quick glance at these two Pokemon here, you would assume that Zamazenta is the more powerful one, but no, it's actually Little Robot Delibird who is banned from being used, and Zamazenta is perfectly legal in Gen 9 OU. Visually, it doesn't make sense, but it's true. Iron Bundle is the more powerful Pokemon. Looks can be deceiving, folks. And don't judge a book by its cover. Thank you for watching.